One of Australia's top market economists says he doesn't regard the RBA governor's attendance at yesterday's cabinet meeting as in any way compromising the independence of the central bank. But BT chief economist Chris Caton says he doesn't entirely agree with the Treasurer's interpretation of yesterday's rate cut, and that if Joe Hockey seriously regards fighting debt and inflation as the main game, he's taken his eye off the economy. Chris Caton, the Treasurer is perhaps predictably painting the RBA board's decision to cut interest rates as unequivocally good news for the Australian economy and a pat on the back for his economic management. Is that the way you read the RBA board's decision?
Well, I suppose in a sense it's good news in that it has to be positive going forward. But let's be honest here, it reflects the fact that we're still having difficulty with the transition from growth led by mining capital spending to growth led by something or anything else. The Australian economy currently growing below trend, the unemployment rate probably still trending upwards, and the factor that very few people have given the weight it deserves, I think, is the monetary easing all over the world. That gave us cover to ease. Growth is below trend. Inflation is comfortably low also, so the Reserve Bank has pretty much said we may as well do this.
The RBA statement did also cite the federal government's cutting of the carbon tax as a contributor to that lower inflation environment.
Well, there's no question that is a factor in reducing headline inflation. It doesn't have as big an effect on underlying inflation, which the Reserve Bank pays more credence to.
You mentioned the global lower inflation environment. Mr. Hockey said that the government is focused on keeping inflation low. Is that the right focus for a government when the big concern among many of the world's other economic policy managers seems to be deflation?
Well, let's put it this way. Unless oil prices come back in a hurry, and there's a chance that could happen, then we don't have an inflation worry for at least a year to 18 months. So if you're focused on keeping inflation low, you're focused on an objective that's already been achieved. What the government and the Reserve Bank should be focused on is improving the state of the labour market and getting growth going. And obviously lower interest rates and also the lower exchange rate help that.
But are you suggesting the government's in danger of fighting the wrong economic crisis?
I wouldn't put it that way. I think there is a difference between the political rhetoric at times such as this and what they're really doing. Nobody thinks inflation's an issue. Nobody thinks keeping it low from now on is the main aim. The main aim, as I said, is the labour market, or should be. That's public enemy number one for the Reserve Bank, rising unemployment. My suspicion is they think it hasn't peaked yet, but they may have stuffed enough easing into the pipeline, probably with one more cut, to ensure that it does peak sometime this year.
It's interesting that one of Joe Hockey's WA colleagues yesterday criticised his own government's focus on debt and deficit, saying the real focus should be on growing the economy and jobs. But is that a fair criticism?
In my view, that's absolutely fair. The idea that we have excessive government debt in Australia has always been nonsense. The idea that it would be nice if the deficit were smaller than it is, that's an idea worth pursuing, but it's very, very difficult to do anything right now to bring that deficit down with the economy as soft as it is.
And how concerned should we be then about deflation?
Well, Australia doesn't really seem to catch this disease to the extent that other countries do. You look to Europe, when in the past year the CPI is in negative territory. Australia's a long way from deflation, and I don't think that should be a major concern.
Now, Joe Hockey was also trumpeting a major break in convention yesterday, with the RBA Governor Glenn Stephens attending the party room meeting. You've been a strong defender of the independence of the central bank. Does this compromise that independence?
I doubt that very much indeed. I doubt they took Glenn out the back beat him with a rubber truncheon. My suspicion is that he was there as a source, if you like, to provide the party room with his assessment of how the Australian economy is travelling. I doubt very much whether he was summoned and was there under any duress whatsoever.
Did it surprise you the way the Treasurer was trumpeting this, though?
Yes.
Explain.
Well, it's the government's entitled, if you like, to ask anybody what they think is going on, and I don't see this as compromising. Giving him the opportunity to explain to the government how he sees things are going, it, to me, is hardly compromising his independence.
Chris Caton, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
That's BT Chief Economist Chris Caton.